You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
A little Nelly to get your Wednesday started on Hot 101.5 Tampa Bay's new hit music, and there was a local celebrity that I saw doing something that made me clutch my pearls.
I have to know what this was.
Ooh, I'll tell you what I saw yesterday, but first, don't forget, we have the hot song of the day. This is where we tell you, hey, listen for this song, and then when you hear it throughout the day, you be caller 20, and then you walk away with $500. And the song we're going to reveal at 7 a.m. is going to play between 7:15 and 7:30 this morning, okay?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So before 7:30, somebody's walking away with $500.
I love that.
They'll be listening at 7 as we reveal the hot song of the day. These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them. Dear blog, yesterday I was at the store and I was looking at different hot sauces and I look up and I see a local celebrity. This is someone who is on the news, not going to say which station.
Dang it. So you're not going to say who it was?
No. Because I don't want to publicly shame this person because I respect them a lot.
Okay.
And so I was going to say hi, but then I got nervous.
What? Oh,
I don't know why. I just all of a sudden froze up because I've never met this person in real life.
Yeah, okay. So you can see how people would be like, oh my God, that's Miguel, but I can't say hi.
Right.
But like you want people to say hi to you.
Right.
So maybe that person wanted to be, you know, greeted.
Well, and they also, that's fine.
Okay.
They also were preoccupied, okay?
In the store.
Yes, in the store.
They were shopping, I'm assuming.
Exactly. So I was like, you know what? I don't want to disturb them. It's fine. Go about my time. Then as I'm leaving the store, I see that they are a few paces in front of me with their shopping cart.
Okay.
So they go, they put the stuff in their car, they close the trunk, and then they just take the shopping cart and they just put it in the middle of two cars.
No way.
Take it back to the shopping cart return.
Didn't it return?
Are you serious? How lazy can you be?
So that's why I said, like, nothing. No one was doing any drugs. No one was doing anything crazy. But this person, it just really shocked me that they wouldn't return their cart.
Wait. Was there anything going on that would have prevented them from returning the cart? Did they have a small child with them? Did they appear injured? Was the cart return like, was there a cart return?
They practically skipped back to their car. And I was actually parked sort of across from them. And I took my cart and put it into the shopping cart return, which was not far away at all. It wasn't raining. It wasn't super hot. I mean, there literally was no excuse. And so I wanted to tell the story to say, you never know who's watching. Put your shopping carts back.
God, I will always thank my one friend back in the day when I didn't put a cart back in my early 20s. And he was like, oh, man, I just thought you were a better person than that.
Exactly.
And I mean, that hit me in my heart. And so ever since then, I have always returned the cart.
Woo! So okay. Just know that if someone sees you and they know you and you don't put the shopping cart back, they're going to clutch their pearls and probably secretly put you on their Insta story.
Are you?
I did not.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I did not. I almost did, but I didn't.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Dear blog, my boyfriend and I have decided to start calling these little conversations hashtag moments with Maya. Maya being my daughter.
5-year-old daughter.
She's 5, yes. And she's very, very smart. I would say she just picks up on things. She gets context. She understands. But sometimes she doesn't hear, like, you know, especially if you don't enunciate correctly.
Mm.
And that's where some mix-ups can happen. And this is what happened the other day. So we were at the Melting Pot for a Valentine's dinner with the family. And at Melting Pot, they help with St. Jude's, the children's hospital, who deal with children with cancer. And it's a wonderful organization. So she sees the words and she's learning how to read right now. And she looks and she goes, what does that say? I said, oh, it says St. Jude's. And she says, well, what's that? I said, well, that's a hospital for children who are sick, and they only work with children. And so she's quiet for a second, and then she goes, Jewish children?
Oh, man.
And I was like, what? No. Like, I mean, yes, but also not just, I mean, it's fine, but why are you asking if they're Jewish? I was baffled until my boyfriend looks at me and goes, she thought you said St. Jude's.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
No. Jude's. St. Jude's.
J-U-D-E.
Jude. I just cannot. Anybody that probably heard that conversation was like, what in the what? So anyway, enunciation is key. But also, these slip-ups are going to happen.
No, it's true. Listen, that's part of the process of figuring it out. I mean, listen, I basically didn't speak English or any language until I was about 9. So right. I feel for your daughter.
Yep. St. Jude's, but it's actually St. Jude's.
We got it.
Got it.
It's 6:51. Hollywood is hot in Hollywood.
An A-lister just split up with their fiance.
Oh.
And normally breakups like that are a pretty big deal. But there's a reason why I think this is significant.
Oh.
Like, if I was tweeting this, I would put sig and then the hand clap and then significant. I put a hand clap because that's how big this is.
Wow.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about it at 7 o'clock.
Hot 101.5.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.